Happy 44th birthday, Auroville! Today's 28th of February, and the morning started with the meditation and bonfire at the amphitheater at Mathur Mandir. It was partly cloudy in the morning on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast predicts for today clear, temperature ranging from 24 to 30 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from northeast at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to easterly winds in the afternoon. Forecast for later on is partly cloudy in the evening and then mostly cloudy with some fog overnight. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 32%. Here's a short excerpt of interview with Daniel, one of the members of the working committee, at the occasion of Auroville anniversary.
From the working committee, we like to celebrate these 44 years of Auroville. And there will be a down fire tomorrow morning after some discussions. And the fire will be not so big, in considering that there is some fire hazard. It's maybe a more psychological thing that effective, because all the area of the Mathur Mandir was cleared. But to signify that the fire in this morning is what we fear the most, the down fire will be not so big. We hope that it will be a peaceful one, and actually normally the 28th of February we have not so many people coming as tourists, but coming for meditation. So I'm sure it will be a very nice day tomorrow morning, and happy birthday to Auroville, and happy birthday to all friends from all over the world.
And tomorrow morning we can join at 6 a.m. to meditation at the banyan tree, and in the evening at 5 p.m. Nadaka and Gopika will offer chants and music for the meditative evening at the amphitheater. Let us remind you once more for the opening of the main hall of Unity Pavilion in the International Zone at 4 p.m., although the festivities will start already in the morning at 10 a.m. with workshops for the children and workshop on the Martinica with Bulgarian artists. At the opening ceremony, Savitri will be read in many languages as part of the International World Poetry Day. Exhibition will be open. We will move our bodies, share some good tea, coffee and some traditional food of various countries, and conclude the day with mudraching and small bonfire African drumming. To our studio we invited Luigi, who talks on the new or upgraded parking space at the town hall.
Right. I will call parking happy parking as far as possible, as far as we could manage to make it a first effort to create an area, the administrative and the habitat area, free from sound and air pollution. This is part of the long-term target of free, pollution-free city center. So this is a first step. It's an experiment. The residents are in favor. They are ready to walk a little distance and to have this area pedestrian and accessible only to green vehicles. Mm-hmm. So the parking will provide facilities and connection for green vehicles, but people who have, they can enter closer to the building. We dream also, and we have created a space for a golf car when people will have luggage or differently able people. And more space also for the large mass of car and buses, which still, I hope temporarily, and one day we will find a solution, overall solution. So overall, the target is to create a peaceful area, peaceful beginning of the city center near Mathur Mandir.
I mean, so on the right side, there's going to be space for the cars, right, and on the left, as it is now, for the bikes, yeah?
Indeed, but not so clear cut.
This part, when you expect to be finished?
In 1 month, because we want also to close it. We want to put a watchman for the night. The other side, we plan to improve it a little bit, the ground, and the fence and the shades. So we expect that to finish in 2 months.
On Saturday, 3rd of March at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, George Van Vreken will start his March Saturday series of talks by the True Philosophy, the Philosopher and the Yogi. And as Sri Aurobindo wrote, the philosophy had become too much a thing of abstraction, a seeking for abstract truth in a world of ideas and words rather than what it should be, a discovery of the real reality of things. Because true philosophy in the East, and originally also in the West, was indeed a search for mental truth, but at the same time for ways to apply such truth to the life. Essentially, the true philosopher is a yogi and the yogi is a philosopher. On Sunday, 4th of March, we are invited by Anandi to Unity Pavilion for the occasion of publishing of her new book. And as she wrote, La Luna Nacida Aurora, Ciudad Azul, which is a poetry book in Spanish with some poems in English, Una Tarde con Amigos, Mate Tango e Dolce Luleche. Also on Sunday, 4th of March, Hibiscus Art Village presents in Svedam, Ua Cafe, Bulgarian Night, starting at 7 p.m. with Bulgarian dinner, followed at 8 p.m. by music concert of Maria Velikova, and finished by Eastern culture performing techniques with Nikola Ivanov, who will mix modernity and different traditions. Our rail vehicle service informs us that the regional transport department, Vilupuram, had notified them of a serious checkup of vehicles used around Auroville. Vehicles with Pondicherry registration used by residents of Tamil Nadu state, and that is like 95% of Auroville, will be seized until the Tamil Nadu tax is collected on the spot. They request all those who have paid the Tamil Nadu tax in the past for their vehicle with Pondicherry registration to carry photocopy of the recipe while they travel to avoid paying again. They will also seize Pondicherry registered vehicle which are being rented in Auroville as it is against the Indian law. None of the renters follow the law regarding two-wheelers rental. At Visitor Center on Saturday, 10th of March, will be a night of rock, Love Again by Anna, who will be performing live with Pop and Rock for Your Soul, with Pierre, Edo, Saga and Saravanam, who will join her on the stage. And we are all invited to shake ourselves on the rhythm. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, Do not allow any discouragement to come upon you and have no distrust of the divine grace. Whatever difficulties are outside you, whatever weaknesses are inside you, if you keep firm hold on your faith and your aspiration, the secret power will carry you through. Even if you are oppressed with opposition and difficulties, even if you stumble, even if the way seems closed to you, keep hold on your aspiration. If faith is clouded for a time, turn always in mind and heart to us and it will be removed. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.